弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
感谢主，这些日子带我们一起读了罗马书。
Thank the Lord for leading us to read the book of Romans these days.
义人必因信得生。
The righteous shall live by faith.
罗马书是圣经中非常重要的一卷书。
And the book of Romans is a very important book in the Bible.
它的作者是保罗。
Its author is Paul.
保罗他原名叫做扫罗。
Paul is also known as Saul.
扫罗呢，是他犹太名字。
And then Saul is his Jewish name.
希伯来的意思呢，是求问。
And its meaning in Hebrew is ask for.
保罗是罗马名字。
And Paul is a Roman name.
拉丁文意思是微小。
And its meaning in Latin is small or little.
扫罗呢，他出生在基利家的大树。
And Paul was born in Tarsus in Cilicia.
属于便雅悯支派的。
And he is from the people of Israel and the tribe of Benjamin.
他出生第八天就受割礼。
He was circumcised on the eighth day after birth.
他是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
He is a Hebrew born of Hebrews.
他是正统的犹太人。
An authentic Jew.
他生长在耶路撒冷。
And he was brought up in Jerusalem.
他是在著名的一位犹太拉比加马列的门下，他严严的受教。
And he was educated with strictness under Gamaliel according to the law of Moses.
所以他是一个逼迫犹太人的、逼迫基督徒的一个法利赛人。
And he's a Pharisee that persecuted Christian.
我们看到在《使徒行传》第九章讲到他在大马色的路上怎么样遇见了主。
We also read in the book of Acts chapter 9 how he encountered the Lord on the road to Damascus.
复活的主向他显现。
The risen Lord appeared to Paul.
主问他，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
And the Lord said to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
扫罗很讶异，他说，主啊，你是谁？
And Saul was so surprised, so he asked, who are you, Lord?
主跟他回答，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And the Lord says, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
荣耀的主向他显现。
The glorious Lord appeared to him.
他里面的眼睛开了。
And his inner eyes were therefore opened.
不但蒙恩得救，他也蒙主的呼召。
Not only he was saved on the spot, he was also called by the Lord.
后来他在亚拉伯的旷野受主的训练。
And he was then trained in the Arabian desert by the Lord.
后来在大树城他做门徒，在那里传扬福音。
And he became a disciple of the Lord in the city of Tarsus, and he started to preach gospel.
接着后来在安提亚城，他奉神的选召作为使徒。
And in the city of Antioch, he was called and set aside by God to be his apostle.
罗马书一章一节讲到耶稣基督的仆人保罗。
Therefore, in chapter 1, verse 1 of Romans says, I, Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus.
他奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。
Called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God.
罗马书是保罗在第三次旅行布道的时候呢，他所写的。
And the book of Romans was written by Paul during his third missionary trip.
第三次旅行布道，他从安提阿出发。
He started his journey from Antioch.
然后在以弗所，他停留了两年三个月。
And he stopped at Ephesus for 2 years and 3 months.
在那里，他写了哥林多前书。
Where he wrote the First Corinthians.
后来到了马其顿，他写了哥林多后书。
And then he went to Macedonia and wrote the Second Corinthians.
然后他到了哥林多有三个月的时间。
And then he stopped at Corinth for 3 months.
他在该犹的家里，他写了罗马书。
And in the house of Gaius, he wrote the book of Romans.
是他口述由德丢来代笔的。
He wrote but dictated by Duas.
然后呢，由女执事菲比把他带到罗马去。
And brought to Rome by the deaconess Phoebe.
然后我们看到说，罗马教会它并不是保罗所建立的。
And the church in Rome was not established by Paul.
那可能是在五旬节有一些犹太人，他们回到耶路撒冷信主了，把这个福音带回去。
Most likely because a lot of Jews went to Jerusalem during Pentecost, and they were filled by the Holy Spirit and believed, and they brought the gospel back to Rome.
所以罗马教会开始的时候，基本上都是犹太人。
Therefore, originally or initially, the composition of the church in Rome mainly are Jews.
后来慢慢的有外邦人得救加进来，所以呢，那时候就是犹太人和外邦人都在。
And gradually, some Gentiles were saved. Therefore, the church in Rome had both the Jews and Gentiles.
然后我们看到说，在格老丢这个皇帝的这个年间呢、啊，因为犹太人呢，他们可能去逼迫了一些的基督徒，就产生了一些冲突，所以这个皇帝呢，干脆就把犹太人赶出罗马城。
And during the reign of Emperor Claudius, our guess.Is maybe because Jews persecuted Gentile Christians. Therefore, the emperor decided to cast out Jews so that there is peace in the city.
所以那时候罗马的教会，它基本上就成了外邦人的教会，因为这些犹太人都被赶出去了。
Because Jews were cast out of Rome, so the composition mostly are Gentiles in the Church of Rome.
后来。尼禄皇帝呢，因为经济的缘故，他们又准犹太人回来。
And then, due to economic concern, Emperor Nero asked Jews to return to Rome.
但是你看，那个时候先是变成了一个像外邦人的教会，后来犹太人回来，但是外邦人好像并不接受他们。
Now, another issue started because Gentile Christians did not accept Jewish Christians when they returned.
那他们当间就产生了一些的问题，一些的分裂。
Therefore, there are conflicts, divisions among them in the Church of Rome.
所以我们看到在罗马书里面很强调，无论是犹太人，无论是外邦人。
That's why in the book of Romans, you saw how Paul emphasized whether you're Gentiles or Jews.
都是因着信而我们能够得救。
That you are saved by God's grace.
我们也看到神的救恩要临到。犹太人，然后临到外邦人，然后全部他们都要蒙恩得救。
God intend for the salvation to come upon both Jews and Gentiles.
然后我们看到说，为什么保罗他在哥林多的时候，他写这一卷罗马书
？And then we also try to see why Paul wrote this book of Rome in Corinth.
在那个时候，他想要到西班牙去开荒。
Because at the time, he really wanted to evangelize in Spain.
那他会经过罗马，因为罗马正在他的途中。
And on his way from Corinth to Spain, will pass through Rome.
而那个时候他有一个使命，他要先到耶路撒冷去，把那些捐项带去。
And at the time, he had this assignment, which is to bring the contribution to the city of Jerusalem.
那他也知道说他有可能在那里遇害。
And he knew that he might be killed in Jerusalem.
他也求罗马的圣徒为他祷告。
So he asked the Christians in Rome to pray for him.
写这本书讲到说，万一他不能去罗马，那至少这些救恩的真理、基本的要道，他能够阐扬出来。
And the reason why he wrote the book of Romans is because in case he cannot make it to Rome, he will fully describe.The salvation of God, so that they can know the fundamental truth of salvation.
然后我们看到罗马，它有一个竞技场。
And we all know this, the Colosseum in Rome.
那它曾经是可以是60,000犹太的俘虏所建的。
And it was built by over 60,000 Jewish slaves.
然后它现在可以，它是可以容纳50,000人的。
And its occupancy is about 50,000 people.
在这里有许许多多基督徒，他们为主殉道。
Many Christians were martyred here.
所以在那些逼迫的日子当中。
And during the days of persecution.
那我们也看到，包括彼得，包括保罗，都是为主殉道。
Including Peter and Paul, they were all both martyred for the Lord.
直到主后大概313年
，until 313 AD，
那君士坦丁大帝呢，他颁布了一个米兰诏书。
The Emperor Constantine had this decreed。
然后呢，基督徒的迫害到那时候才终止。
Finally, ended the persecution on Christians。
罗马书它的一个主题讲到神的福音。
One main theme in the book of Romans is the gospel of God。
所以我们看罗马书写作的目的呢，它指出福音是为神完备的救恩。
And therefore, one of the purposes of the book of Romans is to point out for us, gospel is God's full gospel, salvation.
所以从因信称义一直被带到荣耀的里面。
From the point of justification by faith to into the glorification.
从神儿子耶稣基督的身位一直到教会做基督身体的彰显。
From the person, the Son of God of Jesus Christ,to the manifestation of church, which is the body of Christ.
啊，整卷书是神对人一个完整的福音。
The entire book is a good news from God to man.
一个完整神的计划。
It's a very full description of God's plan.
所以我们看到罗马书在新约中的地位，它是新约书信的根基。
Therefore, the book of Romans is the foundation of all the books in the New Testament.
是真理的根基，也是经历的根基。
It's the foundation for truth as well as for experience.
它的要字相信的信出现了58次。
And there are two key words. One is faith. It appeared 58 times.
那义是36次。
Another key word is righteousness. It appeared 36 times.
那要节就是讲到关键的这个经节，好，我们先读一下罗马书一章的16节。
And the key verses are Romans chapter 1 verse 16.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。
I am not ashamed of the gospel.Because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. First for the Jew, then for the Gentiles.
那第二个是罗马书的八章三十节。
The second key verse is in Romans chapter 8 verse 30.
预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
And those he predestined, he also called.And those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified.
这边讲到预定、蒙召，讲到称义，然后得荣。
And it talks about the predestination and the calling, justification and glorification.
整卷罗马书就是给我们看见神的救恩。
The entire book of Romans show us God's salvation.
好叫我们能够在基督里
so that we can be in Christ,
并且能够在圣灵里支取基督的丰富
as well as receive the fullness of Christ through the Holy Spirit.
在基督里是客观的真理
To be in Christ is an objective truth.
住在基督里或者是在圣灵里呢是主观的经历
But abiding in Christ or in the Holy Spirit is our subjective experience.
所以我们原本就像泥土，讲到我们天然的人。
Originally, we're just like soil, our natural person.
然后神要把我们拯救，然后让我们成为像是石头。
And God wants to save us that would then become a stone.
然后他有一个目的是叫我们成为宝石，所以我们不只得救，还要得胜。
Yet God's ultimate purpose is for us to become a precious stone. So we are not just to be saved, but also we will triumph.
所以讲到说从泥土到石头，从天然人到得救是神的恩典，也是因着我们的相信，我们就改变了。
And to be able to be changed from soil to stone is through our faith. It's God's grace.
然后我们从石头要变成宝石，从得救要进入到得胜呢，需要经过十架和圣灵的工作。
And for us to transform from stone to precious stone It takes the work of the cross and the Holy Spirit. That's from being saved to overcome.
所以我们因着信，因信称义，我们得着一个地位，就是在基督里。
And through faith, we're justified. So we obtain the position to be in Christ.
然后但是呢，我们也还需要经过十架圣灵的工作，致使我们的己生命，叫我们能够真实的住在基督里。
Yeah, through the work of the cross, we can deal with our old life, we can die to ourselves, then we can experience the truth of abiding in Christ.
罗马书让我们看见他的心意，不只叫我们得救，我们成圣，我们要得胜，我们要得着荣耀。
Therefore, the book of Romans shows us not only God wants to be saved, He wants us to be sanctified, He wants us to be overcomers, and so that we can receive His glory.
好，我们看一下罗马书的分段。
And let us see, take a look at the sections in this book.
我们先读一下16章的25节和26节。
Let's read Romans chapter 16, verse 25 and 26.
唯有神能照我所传的福音和所讲的耶稣基督，并照永古隐藏不言的奥秘坚固你们的心，这奥秘如今显明出来，而且按着永生神的命，借众先知的书指示万国的民，使他们信服真道。
Now to him who is able to establish you by my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery hidden for long ages past,but now revealed and made known through the prophetic writing by the command of the eternal God, so that all nations might believe and obey him.
所以在这段圣经的里面呢，其实它有三个照，那有一个是按着，其实它原来的意思也是照着永生神的命。
And in this particular passage, the word according to or by were mentioned three times.
那所以就照着这三个 according to 好，或者照我们把本就说罗马书呢分成三个大段。
And based upon these three appearances, we divide the book of Romans into three sections.
那第一章到第八章讲到福音的内容，就是神的救恩。
Chapter 1 to 8, the contents of the gospel is the salvation of God.
然后第九章到第十一章讲到福音的计划，特别讲到神的拣选。
And then chapter 9 to 11, it talks about the plan in the gospel that is God's choice.
然后十二到十六章讲到福音的果效，特别重在基督身体的建造。
And lastly, chapter 12 to 16, it talks about the impact or effect of gospel that is through the construction or building up of the body of Christ.
我们稍微简单的看一下罗马书它比较详细一点的分段。
And let's take another look of the sections in the book of Romans.
那第一章到第八章刚刚讲的是福音的内容，讲到神的救恩。
The first section is from chapter 1 to 8. It talks about the contents of the gospel itself, which is the salvation of God.
所以我们知道从罪人到得救到得胜。
Transformation from sinners to being saved to become an overcomer.
那在当中我们特别注意到耶稣基督的宝血，血是对付我们所做的。
And therefore the precious blood of Jesus Christ is to deal with what we have done, our deeds.
就是我们罪的行为。
And our sinful deeds.
那讲到我们罪怎么样得着赦免，神怎么样称我们为义。
Through the blood, our sins are forgiven and how we can be justified by God.
那后面呢，得救了以后呢，特别让我们看到十架对付我们所事的。
And after we're saved, the work of the cross will deal with who we are.
就是我们这个罪人。
What we are, nothing but sinners.
叫我们能够向罪死，我们能够向神活着。
So that we can now die to sin and live toward God.
这是第一章到第八章。
And this is the brief contents from chapter 1 to 8.
然后我们看到第九章到第十一章。
And then the second section, chapter 9 to 11.
是讲到福音的计划，特别讲到神的拣选。
It talks about the plan according to the gospel, which is God's choice.
我们一起认识到了神绝对的主权。
And from God's choice, we learn about God's absolute sovereignty.
是在乎恩典，不在乎行为。
It's all about His grace, not according to our deeds.
犹太人想要靠着行为来被称义。
And Jews try to be justified by their deeds.
但是在神绝对的主权里面，让他们能够认识到，其实是在乎神的恩典和拣选。
And after they understand the full and absolute sovereignty of God, they realize salvation is according to God's choice.
然后以色列在第九章特别讲到他们是被拣选的。
And then in chapter 9, it talks about Israelites, we're chosen ones.
然后第十章看到他们因着不相信，所以他们是被弃绝的。
Then chapter 10 talks about how they did not believe in Christ, therefore they were abandoned.
然后救恩就临到了外邦人。
So the salvation came upon Gentiles.
到最后我们看到十一章讲到他们到后面要全家都要得救的。
Yeah, in chapter 11, talk about the whole house of Israel will be saved at the end.
所以在那里颂赞神那丰富的智慧。
Therefore, Paul praise God's full wisdom.
十二章到十六章讲到福音的果效。
And then the third section, chapter 12 to 16, you talk about the effect of the gospel.
基督身体的建造。
Which is the building of the body of Christ.
非常重要，讲到教会生活，进入基督身体，这些彰显神荣耀的见证。
It talks about the importance of showing forth the testimony of church to enter into the body of Christ and to live a church life.
好，那整个我们就看到了一到八章福音的内容，九十十一章福音的计划，然后呢，十二到十六章福音的果效。
Therefore, this screen will show us the general outline of the book of Romans from chapter 1 to 8. It talks about the content of the gospel itself, and chapter 9 to 11 talks about the plan of the gospel, and then 12 to 16, the effect of the gospel.
罗马书帮助我们认识神福音的内容。
The book of Romans help us to understand God's gospel and the contents.
乃是讲到神全备的救恩。
Which is the full salvation according to God.
那包括了称义、成圣，还有得荣。
Includes justification, sanctification, and glorification.
那并且让我们明白神他福音的计划。
Also, help us understand the plan of gospel according to God.
我们认识到神的主权使救恩能够临到外邦人和以色列全家得救。
It is God's sovereignty and let the salvation come upon both Gentiles and the house of Israel.
包括拣选、应许还有展望。
Including God's choice, His promise, and outlook.
最后我们看到说那这些如何实践讲到福音的果效。
It also describes how to realize or actualize the effect of the gospel.
也就是说在个人和团体中呢过一个披戴基督的生活。
That is to live a life that's wearing Christ, whether individually or in the corporate body of Christ.
包括相爱、顺服还有接纳。
Examples are loving one another,obeying one another and accepting one another.
罗马书是非常重要的一卷书。
Therefore, Romans is a very important book.
是真理的根基，也是经历的根基。
It's the foundation for the truth as well as experiences.
那我们看见罗马书在教会历史上，它是非常有影响力的一卷圣经的书信。
And the book of Romans is very influential.Throughout the history of church.
马丁路德呢因着罗马书他领悟到因信称义的真理而他开始了宗教的改革。
For example, Martin Luther, by reading the book of Romans, he realized the truth of justified by faith and brought in the Great Reformation.
然后加尔文呢他讲说任何人若通晓罗马书便是找到了一条明白整本圣经的通道。
And Brother Calvin says, anyone who fully understands the book of Romans then he has found a way to realize or understand the whole Bible.
奥古斯丁他因为读到罗马书第十三章，他而且呢就是因着读了这个而悔改归主。
And when reading chapter 13 of the Romans, Augustine repented and went to the Lord.
约翰卫斯理他听到别人朗读马丁路德的罗马书注释的序文，他得到了得救的确据。
And John Wesley, he heard someone else read loudly the commentary on Romans by Martin Luther. He received the evidence of being saved.
我们读完了罗马书。
We finished reading the book of Romans.
我们求圣灵在我们里面继续来开启，继续带我们进入更深之处。
We'll ask the Holy Spirit continue to open our inner eyes to reveal to us the deeper meaning in this book.
让我们认识真理，而且呢，我们有主观的经历。
So not only we understand the truth objectively, but also experiencing it personally.
我们真的是蒙了他的拣选，蒙了他的呼召，他称我们为义，他叫我们能够得着荣耀。
We have been chosen, and God has called us. He has justified us, and He intends for us to be glorified.
感谢赞美主。
We thank the Lord.
我们接下来要一起读尼希米记。
And after reading the book of Romans, we'll continue to read another book, the book of Nehemiah.
它有一个主题讲到我们起来建造吧。
And the theme of this book is Arise and Build.
它是在尼希米记二章十八节。
It is mentioned in chapter 2, verse 18.
这一卷的主题特别让我们认识到是重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
And the theme of this book is to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
有一本非常宝贵的书好，恢复神儿子丰满的见证。
There's a very important book titled The Restoration of the Testimony of the Son of God.
是史拜克弟兄所写的
，written by Brother Sparks，
特别就是从尼希米记里面来讲到神永远的心意。
And that book is using the book of Nehemiah and explain to us God's eternal purpose on us。
在旧约圣经里面有很多是讲到是历史书
，and there are many historical books in the Old Testament。
其中呢，以斯拉记、以斯帖记，还有尼希米记，是三卷最末后一段历史记载那一段的书籍。
And the last three books describing the history are the book of Ezra, Esther, and Nehemiah.
那以斯拉记的前六章说到圣殿的重建。
And in the first six chapters in the book of Ezra talks about the rebuilding of the temple.
后面四章是说到敬拜的恢复。
And the last four chapters in the book of Ezra talks about the restoration of worship.
那以斯拉记前面六章还有后面四章当中呢，有经过了六十年的时间。
And in between the first six chapters and last four chapters of the book of Ezra, there's a time of lasting 60 years in between.
所以就在那六十年当中发生了以斯帖记。记载着在波斯所发生的很重要的事情。
And the book of Esther recorded what happened in Persia, something very important during those 60 years.
所以在整个犹太民族那时候他们的生存遭遇了很大的危险。
Because at the time, Jewish people encountered a great danger regarding their survival.
这次我们是要一起读尼希米记。
Now, we plan to read next the book of Nehemiah.
尼希米记的前六章说到重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
The first six chapters in the book of Nehemiah talks about the rebuilding of the wall of the city of Jerusalem.
那他后面七章呢，说到神子民再一次的被教导而且重整。
And the last seven chapters talk about how God's people were taught again.And reorganized.
我们稍微看一下，在历史的这个过程中，我们看到以色列人他们的归回。
And look at the history about returning to Jerusalem of Israelites.
他们被掳七十年，到了536年的时候，主前536年。
They were captured for 70 years. When it comes to 536 BC,
到那个时候呢，所罗巴伯他带领一些群众，他们回到耶路撒冷。
And Zerubbabel brought some remnants returned to the city of Jerusalem to rebuild the altar and the foundation of the temple.
那时候是波斯王古列。
And that was under the reign of King Cyrus.
所以他们重建祭坛，他们重建圣殿。
So they rebuilt the altar and the foundation of the city, of the temple.
然后我们看到在主前458年的时候呢，是以斯拉带领的会众归回。
And in 458 BC, Ezra brought a group of people returned to Jerusalem.
带领他们回来，他是重建圣名。
And his purpose was to rebuild the people of God.
恢复神的话语，然后呢，恢复一个圣别的生活。
Restore the word of God and also restore a holy living.
所以从536年主前530年所罗巴伯的归回，到了主前的445年尼希米他归回重建城墙，这个当中有91年的时间。
And in between 536 BC to 445 BC, it's about 90 years.
所以在回来以后呢，他是重建圣城耶路撒冷，重建城墙。
And in 445 BC, Nehemiah returned to Jerusalem to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
那这个大概就是归回的一些的历史。
So these are the major points in the history regarding returning to Jerusalem.
也讲到他们的重建。
And talk about how they rebuilt many things.
重建圣殿，重建圣名，重建圣城。
Rebuild the temple, rebuild God's people, and the city of Jerusalem.
尼希米记写作的背景，它很重要。在一开始，尼希米记一章一到第六节，第一节到第六节。
In the book of Nehemiah, chapter 1, verses 1 to 6, it describes the background of this book.
我们先一起读一下第一节到第三节。
Let's read first, chapter 1, verses 1 to 3.
哈加利的儿子尼希米的言语如下。亚达薛须王二十年，基斯流月，我在苏珊城的宫中。那时我有一个弟兄哈拿尼，同着几个人从犹大来。我问他们那些被掳归回、剩下逃脱的犹大人和耶路撒冷的光景，他们对我说，那些被掳归回、剩下的人在犹大省遭大难，受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁。城门被火焚烧。
And the words of Nehemiah, son of Hakaliah, in the month of Kislev, in the 20th year, while I was in the citadel of Susa, Hanani, one of my brothers, came from Judah with some other men, and I questioned them about the Jewish remnant that survived the exile and also about Jerusalem.They said to me, those who survived an exile and are back in the province are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and its gates have been burned with fire.
我们知道这时候尼希米他是在苏珊城的宫中。
And at this time, we all knew Nehemiah worked in the palace.
他是做王的酒政。
He was the cupbearer of the king.
是波斯王非常信任的一个人。
Is someone trusted fully by the emperor.
但是当他听到耶路撒冷的情形。
But when he heard about the condition of Jerusalem.
城墙被拆毁。
How the wall was broken down.
所以没有了保护。
Therefore, God's people became without help, without protection.
没有了分别。
And without any separation.
他们这些归回的人在那里受遭大难。
Therefore, those remnants were in great danger and disgrace.
我们看到他是在皇宫的里面。
Yet Nehemiah lived in the palace of the king.
但是当他听到了以后，他有一个具体的反应。
And what was his reaction upon hearing what happened in Jerusalem?
虽然好像耶路撒冷离苏珊城很远。
At the time, Jerusalem so far away from where he is, the citadel of Susa.
但是我们下面四到六节就讲到他第一个反应，他就是起来祷告。
And from the next few verses, we can tell that his reaction was to rise up and pray.
尼希米是一个祷告的人。
Nehemiah was a man of prayer.
我们一起来读一下四到六节。
Let us read verses 4-6 together.
我听见这话，就坐下哭泣，悲哀几日，在天上的神面前禁食祈祷，说：耶和华天上的神，大而可畏的神啊，你向爱你、守你诫命的人守约施慈爱，愿你睁眼看，侧耳听，你仆人昼夜在你面前为你众仆人以色列人的祈祷，承认我们以色列人向你所犯的罪，我与我父家都有罪了。
His prayer is that when I heard these things, I sat down and wept. For some days I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Then I said, O Lord, God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and obey his commands. Let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer your servant is praying before you day and night for your servants, the people of Israel. I confess the sin we Israelites, including myself and my father's house, have committed against you.
他没有说是你们因为你们犯了罪，所以有今天的遭遇。
He did not condemn God's people by saying you have sinned against God.
他和以色列百姓，他是在一的里面。
Instead, he considered himself one with Israelites.
他承认我们以色列人向着神所犯的罪。
So he said, I confess the sins we Israelites have committed against you.
我与我父家都有罪了
including myself and my father's house.
他听到了，他禁食，他哭泣，他在神面前祷告。
He heard the bad news. He wept, he cried, he mourned and fasted and prayed.
那我们也看到说，尼希米他除了祷告以外，他是有积极的行动。
And not just praying, he has some active steps.
他从苏珊城，他经过了巴比伦，他要回到耶路撒冷去。
He intended to return to Jerusalem from the citadel of Susa through Babylon.
尼希米记二章十七和十八节，我们一起来读一下。
Let's read this passage together, chapter 2, verse 17 to 18.
我对他们说，我们所遭的难，耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧，你们都看见了。来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受凌辱。我告诉他们，我神施恩的手怎样帮助我，并王对我所说的话，他们就说：我们起来建造吧。于是他们奋勇做这善工。
Then I said to them, You see the trouble we're in. Jerusalem lies in ruins, and its gates have been burned with fire. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.And we will no longer be in disgrace. I also told them about the gracious hand of my God upon me and what the king has said to me. They replied, Let us start rebuilding. So they began this good work.
尼希米他是一个领袖。
And Nehemiah is a leader.
他听见了，他祷告，他有一个具体的行动。
He heard the bad news, he prayed to God, and he had actions.
他回到耶路撒冷，他在那里向这些百姓们来呼召。
When he returned to Jerusalem, he called God's people.
来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
那众人有一个回应。
And God's people responded.
我们起来建造吧。
Let us start rebuilding.
我们看一下城墙。属灵的意义。
Let us take a look at the significance of the city wall.
那在左边这边呢，我们可以看到后来他们一个一个的把一段一段的把整个城墙建造起来。
And the chart at your left hand shows how they step by step rebuild the whole wall.
那城墙它有三个主要的意义。
And the significance of a wall are threefold.
第一个讲到分别。
First, it's to separate.
城墙将神的子民从神以外一切的事物呢，分别出来归给神。
Through the wall, we are set aside. We're separate from things outside the wall, and let everything that's of God to become God's.
城墙来分别城内与城外。
And wall will separate things that's inside from outside.
那这些属灵的意义我们慢慢的读，然后我们需要能够应用在我们生活的里面。
As we read the book of Nehemiah, we learn about the spiritual meaning in separation and how we apply them in life.
然后他第二个意义讲到保护。
The second significance is to protect.
城墙保护神的子民呢，不受仇敌的攻击。
The city wall can protect God's people, from the attack of the enemies.
有城墙，仇敌他不能自由的进出。
With the existence of wall, our enemies cannot come in and out as they wish.
伊甸园非常的美好。
The Garden of Eden was beautiful.
但是没有城墙。
Yet it does not have fence.
到了启示录最后，我们看到圣城新耶路撒冷。
And at the end of the Bible, in the book of Revelation, we see the holy city of Jerusalem.
我们看到碧玉的城墙。
We see there is wall made of jade.
然后第三个，我们看到城墙的意义，讲到彰显。
And third significance of having the wall is to witness.
城墙显出神子民的见证。
Because the wall shows forth the testimony of God's people.
诗篇八十七篇讲到神的城啊，有荣耀的事，乃是指着你说的。
In Psalm 87, it talks about, Oh, the city of God.Glorious things are spoken of thee.
我们在尼希米记里面，我们认识到说要起来建造。
And we learn the importance of building the city in the book of Nehemiah.
神的心意要得着一个荣耀的教会，要恢复神儿子丰满的见证。
And it's in God's heart to obtain church to show forth the full glorious testimony of His Son.
当尼希米听到城墙被拆毁，城门被火焚烧。
So when Nehemiah heard about that, the walls were broken down, the gates were burned by fire.
他哭泣，他祷告。
He wept, he prayed.
他从祷告开始，那整卷书的最后呢，尼希米是以祷告来结束的。
So the book of Nehemiah started with prayer, also ended with prayer.
我的神啊，求你纪念我，施恩于我。
He prayed, "Please remember me for good, oh my God."
他深深的知道，只有神能够成就他自己定义要做成的事。
He deeply understood only God can achieve what He intended to do.
所以，不论是建造地上属于神的建筑物，比方说圣殿，还有城墙。
So regardless, it's a building, an external or a material building, such as the holy temple or the wall.
或者是建造人内心，让我们成为神的居所。
Or to build up inside of us a dwelling place for God.
讲到我们与神的关系。
That is concerning our relationship with Him.
神都提醒我们要专心的倚靠他。
Either way, God reminds us.To trust Him solely.
要顺服我们神的带领。
Obey His guidance.
我们愿意每一位信徒，我们真的是一同来追求。
May every one of us pursue the Lord together.
我们以圣洁和谦卑的心去寻求神居所，他在我们的中间。
With a humble and holy heart, seek God's dwelling place to be built up inside us or among us.
在地上建立一群属神、荣耀他名的子民。
So God can establish for Him a group of people for Him and glorify His name.
恢复神儿子丰满的见证。
to restore the testimony concerning the fullness of the Son of God.
尼希米记是非常宝贵的一卷书。
The book of Nehemiah is very important.
当我们要读的时候呢，盼望能够一起能够先认识一下以色列的王国，还有他们归回的历史。
And in order to really understand the history concerning the returning, we need to understand many books about Israelites.
所以我们一起，我们能够读一下以斯拉记、尼希米记，还有以斯帖记。
Therefore, if possible, we need to read the book of Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther.
在历史书里面，还有列王记下，还有历代志下最后的两章。
And in the historical books,We can also read or refer to 2 Kings or 2 Chronicles.
先知书呢，我们也要读一下哈该书、撒加利亚书，还有马拉基书。
And also among prophetic books, we can also refer to the book of Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi.
那历史书和先知书，我们可以一起来看。
So when we put both historical books and prophetic books together side by side,
这样子我们有一个完整的图画。
We can have a very complete picture.
历史书告诉我们发生了什么事情。
What happened in history?
那先知书让我们有一个属灵的角度，是从神他来看在历史上所发生的这件事。
And the prophetic books give us the spiritual angle, so we can see things from God's perspective.
我们盼望说借着这两方面神向我们来说话。
And we ask the Lord to speak to us from these two different angles.
愿神祝福我们这些日子我们一起来追求一起来研读尼希米记。
May the Lord bless us as we read the book of Nehemiah together.
我们在主面前一起有点的祷告。
Let us pray.
主我们感谢你将你的话赐给我们。
Lord, we are so thankful that you have given us your words.
我们求主把一个更深的渴望叫我们里面向主祷告开我们的眼睛。
Give us a true and deep longing so that when we read these words, you can open our eyes.
我们能够摸着你永远的心意。
That we can come into touch of your eternal heart.
你要建造耶路撒冷的城墙。
That you desire to build up the wall of Jerusalem.
你要得着一个荣耀的教会。
You want to obtain for yourself a glorious church.
你要恢复神儿子丰满的见证。
And you want to restore the testimony concerning your son.
主，我们把自己交托在你的手里。
So we entrust ourselves in your hand.
这些日子祝福你的话。
Please bless your words in these days.
祝福你的家，祝福你的教会。
Bless your house, bless your church.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 好，我们就分享到这里。
Our sharing ends here.